In The Seven Basic Plots, Christopher Booker argues that, like the title suggests, there are only seven types of plots in the world. No more, no less. In fact, every single story falls into one of these seven plots, which raises a question. If there are only seven types of plots in the world, how can you avoid telling a cliched story that's already been done before? Before we begin rooting cliches out, we need to understand the core of why they're a problem. This is necessary for two reasons. First, if you don't understand what makes something cliché, you may think something is clichéd when it actually isn't, or vice versa. But second, while I want to explain simple steps you can take to remove clichés from your stories, those simple steps can still be hard steps. To have enough determination to go through the hard work of removing clichés, you need to understand precisely why they're a problem. It's easy to say that the problem with clichés is that they're unoriginal or overdone. But this is where we get into the seven plots problem. At this point, with over a million books published every year, almost nothing in storytelling is original at this point. Everything's already been done. And so if we want to understand what makes something clichéd, we're going to need to dig deeper than that. Instead of saying something is clichéd because it's overdone, I want us to be more specific in our definition. A cliché is a trope that no longer brings across its intended effect. You may be surprised that being overdone or unoriginal isn't part of the definition, but when I explain why I chose this definition, I think you'll understand why I avoid those terms. First, however, I'd like to explain what a trope is. A trope is a common convention in storytelling, like a character type or plot device, that shows up in multiple different works. Sometimes mistaken readers or writers conflate tropes with clichés, as both appear in multiple works. But just because something is a trope doesn't mean it's clichéd. All that a trope means is that it's a general convention used in different ways. The goal of a trope is to convey a certain experience to the reader. This is vital to understanding when a trope becomes cliché. If you're writing a sequel, you may need to begin by reuniting your various characters. This could fall into what TV Tropes calls the putting the band back together trope. The goal of this trope is to show a successful reunion that the reader's been anticipating. But just because this is a trope doesn't mean it's bad. It's simply conveying a certain experience. The same thing goes for the trope of the mentor character, the trope where the villain temporarily looks like he's going to win in the climax, or any other trope out there. All tropes in some way or another are simply trying to convey an experience to the reader. A trope therefore becomes cliched when it's supposed to convey an experience to the reader, and it doesn't. That's why I define a cliché as a trope that doesn't bring about its intended effect. It's great to have a moment where the villain looks like he's going to win. But if the audience is rolling their eyes since it's obvious the villain won't actually win, well then the trope has lost its intended effect. The audience doesn't fear the villain winning, and so this particular instance of a trope has become cliched. Same thing goes for when the 10,000th mentor dies in the predictable fashion. If the audience isn't moved by the mentor's death because they expected it, you haven't conveyed a successful experience. This may lead you to wonder if you can ever rescue tropes when they become cliched. But that's what this course is all about. Over the rest of this course, I'm going to take you through four types of cliches. Clichés of convenience, clichés of plot, clichés of character, and clichés of theme. A cliché is only a plot, character, or thematic element that lacks power. In each case, I'll explain how we can restore successful, powerful experiences to tropes that have lost power and become clichéd. Before I explain how to fix clichés, however, I need to explain how we can recognize them. Move on to the next lesson to learn how to consistently spot clichés in your novels.